Okay, so very short vort. Guys, short vort, but this is very midrashic, but I thought it was very nice. I will be honest, this is not a book I use all the time. Drash Moshe, which is a collection of Moshe Feinstein's ideas on the Parsha. Though, for a while, Reb Chaim Ozer was... Does he still, when he gives Parsha Shir, draw on it heavily? So he used to. But it used to be, when I first came to Migdal, that was the slot he took. Right? Like when, you know, now he takes like the Shal Shir slot, even when someone else is the in. So he took Parsha for a while, and that was, and he drew very heavily on Drash Moshe, obviously, because he's a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, probably heard these when Rav Moshe originally gave it. But I thought this was a very nice idea. Very short. But Rashi quotes this very odd midrash, which is that God called to Moshe. Now, what does Vayikra normally imply?
Like the action?
To call, right? Not to say. To talk. So Rashi quotes this midrash that why is that nobody outside of the Ol Moed could hear Hashem's voice? So one reason might have been because God whispered to Moshe. So, correct. But the Midrash says, no, God's voice is kilu booming. So if that's the case, what's going on? The answer is, it booms, and yet it magically, miraculously ends. Exactly. So Moshe asked, very simply, in the Midrash, Vikasha, is it toilet yishbosa? Why? But what exactly is the point of that? Right? V'chein kasha ba de'ita besota bat kol yotzit v'amret bat poni moni idit ol yesh v'zeh kevin chen shom v'nekol. He's like, we have other cases like this, like the opening Gemara and Sota that Bashert, God declares, this person will then marry that person. He's like, great. And no one has heard the voice. Like, it'd be very helpful to solve the shidduch crisis if all we had to do to figure out who's supposed to marry. But he is a matchmaker. So if we could wake up and it's just like, you know, we have a special walkie-talkie, you get to the right frequency and we hear, oh, this is who I'm supposed to marry, it would be much easier, right? No shadchanim, we just say, you're supposed to meet the person, either your next-door neighbor or that person in, you know, 6,000 miles away. But it would be very easy, but a shidduch crisis. So Moshe says, I don't know, what is the point of these midrashim? If you don't hear it, what are they getting at? Benir Lamdeno. So Moshe has a very simple idea, which I think is shot in the midrash. In the midrash. Benir Lamdeno ba shenechshav ba'zeh kimitzuvim mipi ha'gvura, av shenodah lanu atzivui rak mipi Moshe. Because the midrash wants to get across the point that you are commanded by God, even if Moshe is the one who told you. And that's the point of Midrash, that God's voice is, right, there's nothing naturally, as it were, that stops you from hearing it. God wanted it that Moshe would convey it, right? But that's the imagery, is, right, if God had told a secret to Moshe, if that had been the imagery, then what would it have implied? That God commanded Moshe, Moshe commanded you, God didn't command you. But if instead it's a voice that you could have heard, but God stops it, right, it's God did it in a way that, right, really he's talking to you. You happen not to hear it. Right, and Moshe conveys it. That's a midrashic move. The voice is speaking to us as well. We just don't merit to hear it. And therefore the command is greater, has more gravity. So that's the meaning of the Midrash also, that all the souls were at Har Sinai. Now, we don't remember it, so what benefit is it that our souls were at Sinai? Again, it's the idea that we heard it. We don't remember it. We still need to learn from books and from our teachers and whatever. But fundamentally, we heard it from God. Right? And, right, an ontological level, right? When you're asking, right, really at its core, we're commanded by God. We happen not to know what God said to us. So now we have, right, even though our souls, before then the body weren't commanded, but the hearing we're there is what obligates. The chenu bevat called the batponi, the ploni, says the same thing is true of the bashert voice. Levad mitzvah kolit lisa isha. Ne'emar lo vakol tibul miyuchad shisa zedafka. What it's getting at is that besides the general value of marrying, it's as if God told you, Mordechai, marry. And I wish I know the end of that sentence, but I don't. Right? But God told you, and then he gives a second word on it, but I'll just read it quickly. Rishon Beir Rashi Yochel Af Lav Sakod Aita Kriyat Tam Lovei Daber Nira Masha Hayimakum Lomar Shav Sogel Aita Gam Ken Kriya Hum Mitam Sharei Hain The Tzorech Lein Adrach Humai Shemikom Lo Yehu Bekri. Okay, then he just notes that Rashi says there were breaks in the voices. From here he learns that sometimes Talmidei Chachamim have to take breaks from learning to fundraise. This, I don't know if this is like autobiographical. Yeah, I really have no idea. Right, and the ideal is that you wouldn't have to break, but okay, that seems to be a separate part. But again, this idea of the midrashic idea of what is it getting at, right, that it was a magical voice that stopped rather than a whisper, is this idea that, right, it's something, theoretically, if we merited, we would hear it. But it was directed at us, right, and that's the midrashic idea, which I think is a very nice idea in the midrash.